Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CICK News, earlier this year, we brought you a story about the provincial government's cancellation of dozens of conservation lands across the province and in Northwest BC. Much of these areas took years to designate as conservation areas or for recreational use by community resource boards from across the region. However, since 2019, there have been over 1.3 million acres of these areas removed from the Land Act, with many of them slated to be logged in the coming months and years. One particular area in the Bulkley Valley known as Tyee Mountain, a popular hiking trail network and one of the last mature and old-growth stands in the valley, was removed from the Land Act and several cut blocks have been laid out. A former habitat protections biologist with the Provincial Ministry of Environment, Len Vanderstar, and his colleagues called out the government of BC and the minister for allowing these cancellations to happen without consultation and after years of rigorous negotiations with communities and First Nations. Today, we'll get an update from Len Vanderstar about where the issue is at now, when logging may occur this season, and how some may be trying to stop it. Stay with us.
I'm Len Vanderstar. I'm a habitat protection biologist. I worked for government for 25 years, departed in 2018. I run a part-time consulting company, do a bunch of work with environmental groups. And when I was in government, one of my portfolios was overseeing the Regional Conservation Lands Program as a conservation biologist. The Conservation Lands Program is a program where land parcels that have not yet been designated under, say, parks or protected areas, but they do have high value in terms of fish and wildlife, conservation, recreational use, or are earmarked as potential protected areas in future land use plans. So they're designated under the Land Act as an interim holding until such time that they have long-term security designation so that these lands are held in conservation lands interests. So back in 2019, 2020, all these lands under the Land Act that were designated Section 16, 17's designated use areas under the Land Act were all canceled without any adequate consultation with government conservation lands personnel, and no consultation with any of the community organizations, including public groups that oversee strategic land use plans like the KLM Plan Implementation Committee or the Bulkley Valley Community Resources Board.
Yeah, Len, we spoke about this last year when a number of these cancellations have been designated over the last number of years. So we've seen over the past few years these cancellations all over the province, but a couple of sections here in Northwest around Terrace here in the Bulkley Valley as well. And last year when we chatted, they had just come down that they were going to log a particular area around Tyee Mountain. Now, we took a look, we saw some flagging that they laid out cut blocks, but they haven't logged it yet. So where are we at with that now? So tell me a little bit about what's going on with Tyee Mountain, because I know there's been some updates that have come across your desk in the last little while. So give us an update as to what's happening with those areas of the canceled conservation lands that were around the Tyee Mountain area.
Right. So these are called the Wildlife Habitat Management Areas as designated in the Bulkley Sustainable Resource Management Plan, which is a subcomponent of the Bulkley Land and Resource Management Plan. So They were designated under a higher level plan objective in year 2000. So they still have legal designation, but they, what they don't have right now is the Land Act status designation of Section 17. And we needed those as well because that would regulate land tenure activities. So when they canceled those, basically what happened is BC Timber Sales started treating these land parcels not as conservation lands, but just typical working forest. So they thought, well, they could go in there and log as long as they're managing wildlife habitat values from their perspective. But these lands were set aside through a consensus planning process, the bulk of the LRMP, for conservation purposes. We would use forestry potentially as, and we have in the past, as a tool for managing habitat or enhancing that habitat, some maintenance or habitat restoration, but not as a timber basket, of which BC Timber Sales has now taken that stance. So we're actually in battle with BC Timber Sales with respect to the intent of these land parcels. And so this is of concern to us. So on Tyee Mountain, they've laid out 20 or so cut blocks within this wildlife habitat management area, which also has a designated old growth deferral area and also predictive goshawk habitat. And we know that predictive goshawk habitat turns out to be generally goshawk habitat after we do some more exploration and finding birds. So there's a recent paper put out by Frank Doyle that proves that based on 35 years of research and study on goshawks. So what's happened, we're finding that BC Timber Sales, at least from our perspective, is not recognizing the intent of these wildlife habitat management areas, particularly around its interest in terms of habitat and wildlife conservation. So the blocks have been flagged. Silvicon did all the work last winter. The inventory did. They flagged the main line. I'm told now by BC Timber Sales that those blocks will go for sale next year, but they're in the process of now building the road into the WHMA. So that road building will likely happen this winter, I suspect. I haven't confirmed that with BC Timber Sales, but time is of essence now. So this is a real concern to us. So we've raised this issue right up to the ministerial level.
Yeah. Now, what do you know of what's going on? I know there were some of these areas around Terrace, Lake Els. What do you know about what's happening with those parcels?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the stuff around that's happening around the Nordic Ski Center, but I know there's some that has to do with some treaty lands discussions. Cheryl McBrown would be the best person, who's the chair for the Kalen PIC, to answer that. But we also had a conservation lands that was allowed to expire, I think, in 2017, and that is adjacent to the hot springs, so the geothermal area around Lake Els. We found out that it was allowed to expire out of the Land Act. And because there's an interest now by a company called Borealis, who picked up the tenure from Enbridge for geothermal energy, for production of geothermal energy. So, and the people that are in the vicinity of that conservation lands parcel weren't even aware of it. So they weren't even notified of it. So what's happening is that these areas have to, it's under the Land Act, they're periodically revisited to see if, in fact, the designation should be carried forward into future years. But that was just silently let to expire. And of course, the company now, the Borealis, is looking. It's a partnership with the First Nation group out of Terrace, but they're looking at tapping into now the geothermal potential around Lake Els. And they obviously want to do some drilling under this land parcel. So, you know, if we're seeing things conveniently allowed to expire or deliberately canceled, like we've seen up in Atlin on Pine Creek, where there now is also a government-supported initiative with the Atlin First Nations Development Corp there with regards to run-of-river independent power project over canceled conservation lands.
Yeah. So clearly there's, you know, a lot still to be discussed going on with these issues. One thing I want to bring attention to was I know in some of our discussions, as well as clearly your correspondence with the provincial government, it was mentioned back before this past summer in the spring that a lot of what was being targeted by BC Timber Sales was beetle kill, was stands that were already dying or had died because of a pine beetle. But you pointed out that there is only one area and that a lot of it is still very functional habitat, and that these stands, a lot of them aren't infested by bug kill. So tell me a little bit about that. Why do you think they're trying to use this as the rationale?
It's clear to me that BC Timber Sales is reaching for straws here. So they told us, we met with them in May 12th of this year, and they told us, yeah, they're targeting some beetle stands. So Jay Gill and myself walked the entire area, looked at all their blocks, majority of their blocks, and followed the road layout. And we determined that there was only one stand that had some issues with beetle, and they were attacked. They about 50% of the white spruce or the spruce that was there was killed, but the spruce was only a component, a secondary component of basically a subalpine fir stand. So the excuse about chasing beetle is not warranted in this situation, even though they told us that they were focused on beetle. So I've been on the ground. I know this. So this is a false pretense if they're chasing beetle. And keep in mind with the spruce bark beetle, they tend to attack the older trees, the ones that are on their last legs, and they will kill that tree. That tree becomes a snag, becomes a future wildlife tree. The stand is still fully functional ecologically. So, you know, it's not like where it's a pine beetle infestation where, you know, you might have to do some, you know, serious harvesting to, you know, accelerate the stand recovery. In this case, those stands are still fully functional. They're multi-storied, and you're going to get some additional snags, which are good for wildlife tree and large organic debris for biodiversity. So, there was only one stand we found out of the 20 blocks that we would say, yeah, there was some beetle issue. So clearly what it is, it's close to the mill, it's close to town, it's easy wood, they're targeting it. They had targeted a previous one as well up at Canyon Creek. Now they're targeting Taiyi Mountain. What I find really upsetting is that this is contrary to the direction of the land resource management plan. That was a bottom-up consensus process that other licensees have complied with, but not BC Timber Sales.
I guess, Len, you know, practical question. At the end of the day, you know, there's a number of these Section 16s and 17s across the province here in the Northwest. But at the end of the day, what would you like to see out of this? How can this be resolved?
Well, by raising this issue regionally, the other regions in the province realized that what Skeena did was wrong without the consultation. So there had been adequate consultation. So the other regions pretty well satisfied how they review these Land Act designations. So that was good. So at least we made an impact provincially. But we haven't resolved the problem in Skeena region. So what we've asked the minister is that we're asking for an update on the conservation lands program here in the region, because they did promise that they would do some reinstatements and with the objective for long-term designation, which I was involved in as a conservation lands biologist when I was with government. But we haven't heard from them since the spring, so we want an update. But in the meantime, okay, we're asking for a complete moratorium on any development or tenure issuance within these land parcels, because you can't basically be logging and talking at the same time. So we're asking for a freeze in all tenure issuance and any resource extraction in these land parcels until it's clear on what their final conservation designation will be. So that's our ask.
All right, Len, we'll leave it there for now. But as always, thanks so much for taking the time, and I'm sure we'll speak again on this issue.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover,
Contact us at CACKNews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CACK News. CACK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.